Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Unmasked and Identified Radio. I am your host, Jeray Speaks. It has been a while since I've been on this platform, 3 years to be exact, but something this morning just really drove me back to purpose. It drove me back to a place where I once was, in this stage of, just producing. I have been driven and purpose in some other areas, but just in this platform alone, it's like something just got a hold to me, and I had to come speak on it because a lot of times I know when things shift and they get hard and rocky, purpose can be abandoned. Purpose can feel like, okay, well, I can't do this right now because life is going this way, or I can't do this because things are getting tricky and I don't know how to handle certain things. Into a place where you know that you have to be able to sustain your purpose. You have to be able to sustain the very measures of a life when God places something on your heart, the things that life tries to tell you, hey, look, you can't do this because this is going on. I want to encourage you guys to break out of that mold, to know that when you have purpose, you have to fulfill it, whether life is going, grand, or whether life, is running down a slippery slope. You have to find the connection in your purpose daily. And I'm going to share some things that will equip you to know how to stay focused in your purpose. So the first thing that I want to tell you is do not run away from purpose because life gets hard. Do not run away from purpose when you feel like you don't have all the tools that you need to push the purpose. You have to start where you are. I can remember being so on fire for God, right? And just in the element of purpose when it came to, learning about what I was called to do, and emphasizing to God, God, is this really going to come out the way that you say it is? Sometimes when we don't see fruit, we question, was this really God? Or we question, is this going to be something that is going to be just for a time, or is this something that's going to be something that I'm going to see grow from the hand of God over my life? And I had those same questions. I had those same concerns. And instead of me voicing them, I ran from purpose because I allowed the things that I was going through in life to shift my view, to shift what God told me, because things were getting too hard, especially when I was going through different stages and, coming back to God, or different stages when my marriage was in disarray, or different stages when I found out that I no longer had a marriage. It was no longer compatible with what we vowed to do. And in retrospect, I was looking at it like, well, maybe I should pray more, maybe I should do this, but I was to where my life said that I had to be, instead of rising up in purpose and saying, you know what, though they slay me, yet I will still trust you, God. And I had to look at these things. I had to say, you know what, this is something that God placed on your heart to do. Unmask and Identify Radio was birthed at a time where I didn't know what was going to come of it. And I thought it was just for a season. And God kept on placing it on my heart. He was like, there's purpose in that. There's purpose in that. And I was just like, well, I don't feel the purpose. I don't feel the nudge. I don't feel the need, to use this anymore. And a few months ago, he was just knocking at my heart and was like, you need to start that up again. And, I played around with the idea, and I was just like, well, Lord, I have all these other things going on. And the one thing that I knew that was creating a blockage for me to see this through was a schedule, time, a schedule of, motivation, a schedule of just a shift. And I can remember just being in this place this morning, even on yesterday, of saying, I need to compel the heart of God with my obedience. No matter what is going on in life, no matter what I may feel at this moment, I need to compel God's heart to remain in purpose and not be swayed any other way than what he is telling me to do. And so when I found myself in that mindset, I got back up. I got back up and said yes. I got back up and said, you know what? I need to redirect that focus on what God is telling me. I need to redirect that focus of my total yes, not in just some areas, but in all areas. Because when you knock down that door of obedience and you tell God, okay, I agree what you're saying. You're coming into agreement with God by saying, okay, this is your will for my life. This is what you want me to do. And you have to position yourself. You have to position yourself in a way, doesn't matter the circumstance, doesn't matter who tells you no. When you keep on knocking on somebody's door, eventually they're going to say yes, but it's going to be in the right timing. So if you are experiencing a season of uncertainty, a season where you are going past the point of break and you don't feel nothing breaking through, you don't break down. You sit and you write a schedule. You sit and you find yourself in a place of obedience and you attend to the heart of God, of what he's telling you to lay out and do. Now, whatever your purpose is, if God has already laid it out for you, then that's what you need to do. If God has told you to write that book, if God has told you to start a website or a blog or a YouTube channel or whatever God has placed on your heart, if God told you to start a nonprofit, if God told you to start a clothing brand, if God told you to help the homeless, help the needy, whatever that purpose is, say yes to God. Do not remove yourself out of the time and space that God has you in, because the momentum of your purpose is not contingent to what's going on in your life. It does not. Life circumstances should not separate you from your purpose. You should hold on to dear life to your purpose, even in the height of the bad time, even in the height of the good time. If you're on even ground, or if you're in the valley, or if you're in the mountaintop, you still hold on to your purpose when things are bad, when things are all good. Why? Because you don't want that vision or that dream to fade, no matter what tries to shove you a good or bad intent in life. It's times like this, even when we're in this pandemic, where you can show yourself strong in your purpose. You can show yourself strong in your obedience. You can show yourself strong to say, hey, God, I'm here. Hey, God, I'm available. Hey, God, you know that thing that you told me to do 2 years ago and I left it behind? I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please give me grace to push past my failing, to push past the naysayers, to push past the opposition, to push past what I don't see. But let me start having the faith to believe in my purpose. Let me have the faith to believe that this will come through. And when you have that mindset of things not derailing you, then you shift your mind into the mind of Christ. You shift your perspective into a perspective where you can see visually in the spirit. And you walk that thing out. And you have to remember, purpose is a process. Purpose is mandated over your life by God. And even though he has given you the tools to walk that thing out, only God knows the timing to where it's going to explode into the earth, from heaven to the earth, to manifest in God's timing. You have to look at the element that you're into. Are you allowing what you are doing and for kingdom? Are you allowing the natural to tell you, don't do that, you don't have enough strength, or this can't happen because remember what happened last time? You need to cast those imaginations of thoughts down, and you need to, when you, if you have those thoughts, you need to start praying against how you feel. Pray against what's trying to harm your purpose. Pray against what's trying to come against your future. Pray against what's trying to hinder you. And you have to check every element of your life. Is things serving where God is taking you? Is it contingent on just what feeds your flesh? Are you fasting enough? Are you praying? Are you keep on doing things that is breaking the cycle of your purpose, not fully coming into place where God wants it to be? Are you doing things when no one is looking that is pleasing to your purpose that is pleasing to God? You know, because a lot of times we can miss one mark where God is telling us, if you would have broke through in that area, I would have opened up another door. Or if you would have stayed and contended with my heart, I would have given you full access to walk through that door of being a motivational speaker, of being a brand owner, of being somebody that can make a difference in your community. It's time out that we stop abandoning purpose just because life gets too hard. We have to find motivation in God. We have to find our person in physical form to help push, because we have kingdom builders. We have kingdom purpose that will solidify what God has told us to do. And some things are broken down in layman's terms, and then there's other times where we just have to sit before God and ask him for restoration, ask him for strength, ask him for mercy, ask him for continuous grace. Because in those times where we are flooded with these emotions, we are flooded with these thoughts, we are flooded with these compromises that the world gives us that may look good, we have to have a standard and say, hey, no, I'm raising my purpose. I'm raising everything that God has told me to do. I'm going to push the envelope for the next generation that's coming behind me so that they don't have to tilt the ground like I had to, so they don't have to remove the stain of rejection from purpose, so they don't have to feel like they are unworthy. You have to stop abandoning your purpose. You have to come across to God like you're serious, because he can put gifts in you, and you don't want to die with those gifts. You don't want to say, hey, God, I did this, but then I couldn't do this. Because I want to be used all the way by God. Every ounce of gifting in me, I want to soar. So how does your list look? We're going to talk about purpose checklist. We're going to go over 10 simple yet practical steps to living a purpose-driven life. So I want you to mark these down. We're going to go in detail, okay? So number one, direct focus. What is your one direct focus to push your purpose? How are you implementing this every day in your life? Whether you work a 9-to-5, whether you're on the path to become an entrepreneur, whether you're seeking God for clarity and prayer through fasting, how are you implementing the drive as a direct focus? What is that one thing that you are scaling to make sure that you are doing this daily, not just once a week, not just showing up when you're on fire, but even when you have those stale moments? What is that one thing that drives you back to purpose? I want you to really think on this and take your time, even if you have to put a question mark by this question. Don't just rush it. Really think about what is the one thing that will drive you back to purpose day in and day out, even if you don't feel it, even if things become hard, or even if you don't have the mindset or motivation to keep coming. What is that one thing that is going to drive you back to purpose daily? Number two, you have to treat yourself with compassion. Very important for even reaching purpose. Everything that you go through in your day-to-day life, you have to know that. You have to show yourself compassion. You have to show yourself self-compassion, because when you show yourself compassion, it can look like things are hard, but you have to tell yourself, you have to give yourself those pep talks. Hey, it's not always going to be this way. Hey, things may look dim right now, but hey, we're going to get through this. Take time to sit before God and have a real talk with him, because that is giving yourself compassion as well. Hey, God, X, Y, and Z looks this way, but I remember what you said. X, Y, and Z in today, God, but I need that grace. I need to feel that compassion for myself. You may be a person that knows how to give compassion to others, but you may not know how to give self-compassion to yourself. I mean, compassion to yourself. So that is one thing that you have to work on. And I'm also working on this within myself. learning not to be hard on myself, giving myself grace, giving myself compassion, giving myself the tools that I need to carry on. Because sometimes when you feel overwhelmed, you may need to take a nap. Sometimes when you feel like things are getting too hard, you may need to step away and pray. You may need to fast for a time. You may need to consecrate yourself before God. You may need to stick to those values that God told you to instead of rushing the process. Start having compassion for yourself. Number three, you need to practice self-awareness. Self-awareness is very important. Knowing yourself, knowing what you need to be aware of when it comes to focusing on things that you need to do, your checklist, different things and different times and different spaces that you need to be in concerning what you need to be mindful of, what is happening, what is interchanging in the natural and also in the spirit realm. What are you doing to cultivate these things to make yourself aware more in what you are doing in this time of growing into yourself, in this time of knowing what is for your purpose and what is not right for your purpose. So write that down. Number four, be present in the now. You have to be present. You can't sit up here and work on purpose and watch TV. You can't sit and say, oh, I want to go out with my friends, knowing that you have purpose, knowing that you have plans, but just because somebody called you up, then you just be derailed. No, be in the now. You have to be present. Make sure that you're not just artificially present, because let me break that down. Being present artificially is like, okay, well, I'm going to work on this, but there's no life behind it. There's no oomph behind what you're doing. There's no generalization of prompting your spirit to be rested in your purpose or rested in just what you want to do in this time that you are building the stage for your purpose. You have to be in that place of the present. Number five, show up to your life with passion. You have to show up to your life daily with passion. If you don't have a passion in what God has called you to do, find that passion. Do not abandon your purpose just because you feel like I don't have passion for it again. Guess what? That happens to me on a daily. I could be sitting in my creative space and I'm just like, Lord, I want to take a nap, or Lord, I want to go watch TV. You have to force the drive behind what you are doing. And why I say that is not being fake, is not being in a way. You have to force that drive. You have to force your thoughts to come into subjection to what God is telling you to do, because sometimes purpose can get stale. Sometimes purpose can seem unfulfilling. Sometimes purpose can be like, I don't even want to do this no more. I want to do this, or I want to do that. No, there's a drive that has to come into place where you want to leverage that is going on while you're sent down. You want to tell yourself, hey, look, nope, we're staying right here. This thing is almost finished. God is working out. You want to stay in that area. So, number six, live a purpose-driven life. How do you do that? You make sure that you always give what God has given you to be a steward over. Give that back to God in your prayers. Give that thing back to God so that He, in abundance, can give you the spiritual truth that you need to digest. And when you think purpose, always have a notebook ready. When God gives you those witty ideas, those purpose-driven ideas, make sure that you are in a place to write them down. Make sure that you are in a place to hear God clearly. Make sure that you are in a place to live a purpose life. Living a purpose life, sometimes it's easy for most, and sometimes it's difficult for others because the enemy can do this or do that. But don't even give him any credit. You can live a purpose-driven life and how you wake up daily. Let's get to number seven. Number seven is learning to give and receive. So when you hit the mark where God is sending help and God is sending you, you know, different people to come and restore the things that you lost in the spirit realm by, you know, helping you do this, helping you do that, you know, because they're kingdom-driven people. that will help you with your purpose. There are midwives that are sent to help you. So when they are sent, you know, and you get that, and God helps develop your tools, when you learn something and God sends you people to help envelop in their purpose, you just learn how to give back to them. Number eight, you want to listen to understand. And by me saying that, you want to listen to God when he speaks. You just don't want to sit and just tell God, oh, God, this, oh, God, that, and God, this happened, and that, without having the mindset to hear what he is saying. You always want to have that way of just, you know, learning how to hear what God is saying without any rebuttals, because sometimes God wants you to sit before him and just listen instead of saying, okay, well, I thought. Sometimes you have to condition yourself to say, you know what, before I say anything, let me come in a collective mindset to shift and to hear what the Lord is saying, because sometimes God just wants to tell you, hey, I think if you do things this way, it'll be better. Or if you come outside of that other mindset and come in and spring forth in this mindset or in this area, it'll work out better. Or if you sit up here and collect this value for your purpose, then things will go in another way, you know? So, yeah, number nine, subtract, not add to your life. So when you subtract things, you don't want to keep on adding things because you don't want to get heavy. There's a time and place for everything. So subtract the things that are not working out. Subtract the things that you have been trying to work out and they're just adding no fruit. Like you could be sitting and writing a book and God is telling you that's not what I want you to do. That's not what I called you to do in this time in your life. That's not it. And you feel like, okay, well, I want to do this. You're going against purpose. You're going against instruction. You're going against the value of what God says. So do you hold the value of what you want to do, or are you going to subtract it in order to please God and in order to pursue what he has you to do in purpose? This is very important to make sure that you are being pleasing to the Father and not pleasing to your own way and your own will. Number 10. You need to set goals and set deadlines. Who helped me, Jesus? This is something that I had to pull through this morning. So you have to make sure that you are writing down not just a vision consistently, because the vision, we're talking about set goals and deadlines. So if you have a goal to be a singer and to be one of the greatest gospel singers in your generation and generations to come, how are you aligning with the goals and deadlines? Do you have a demo tape? Do you have the vocal skills already, or are you searching and saving so you can get a vocal teacher? Things like that. And are you placing a date and a time to really hammer in on getting this goal out and making it to this date? If you want to be the greatest architect, do you have a skill to draw? Do you know what 3D animation is? Do you know the concept, what other people like in homes or, you know, different projects of things? Have you linked up with the right people in your area of business that you want to potentially come out? Because I say potentially because sometimes we have a vision and it drags out and it never comes to place, right? Because we'll say, oh, well, this is a good idea, and don't work it. And then we get bored, right, when things get tough. We get bored when we have areas in our lives and then we just want to put that on the shelf. Or let me go grab this out right quick, instead of turning back to that idea and really hammering out the details to say, this time, I'm not letting anything block me. I'm not letting anything, you know, come and play into place with distraction, with how I feel, or with outside people trying to tell me that I cannot do it. And this is a very extra key tip. When you are working on purpose, it's not for social media. When you are working on something, it's not for social media. I worked on a blog rebrand for 5 months, and I wanted to share it so bad on social media. God said, no, Do not share things before the time. Do not share things before the date release. Do not share, you know, you can only go so far in your own way to where you're like, well, I really want to, and it burnt me up on the inside, right, that I couldn't even share pieces of how the new blog had looked. We're talking about July, August, September, October, November, 5 months of no sharing online of how it was looking, nothing, right? And sometimes you get so excited that you want to share. But God was like, you don't want an incomplete process, Jure. And I was like, and I at that point, I was just like, okay, you know, nothing. I mean, I talked about my rebrand, but I could not show the intent of how it looked online because, you know, it was in the stages of being taken over into the other side of production by God, you know. And he was saying, you know what, if you would have shared this, it would have crumbled. Somebody would have prayed against it. And you have to be mindful of what you talk about when purpose is being birthed out. When purpose is being birthed out, very little information or none at all will be shared on social media. Take in that mindset, because when you close off social media, when it has to do with your purpose and you just grind out the purpose, when that thing comes, you are going to feel so fulfilled because you were obedient. Now, my branding, my relaunch, dropped on November 1st, and I did a live rebrand story on my Facebook page, and it turned out so well, and I was able to speak about the experience, you know, what I had to face and everything that came with it and the things that God had to pull me through in order for me to come through all the way with this design. And a lot of times I wanted to drop the ball and say, I can't do this because, you know, it was too much, or I couldn't do this because I felt the pressure. I still carried on. And I want to say, in that time where I was going through all of that, purpose aligned, God was telling me, hey, I need you to go, you know, get certified as a life coach because people are going to need it. I need you. And I didn't understand at the time because my mind was just racing. And this was all back in the summer up until last month. God was like, you see how all this came together? Because God will not always tell us. He will give us bits and pieces of the purpose until it comes all the way into fruition. But he will tell us to trust him, right? He will tell us, you know, he will remind us of what he has spoken as a promise over our lives. But when things become hard and things become, you know, tough, and, you know, we're in the middle of a cycle of healing or coming through that door of, you know, breaking ground in some things, it becomes tough. It becomes, you know, mundane. It becomes a lot of things. But what we need to focus on in this area of breaking through, even in the whole freaking pandemic, is Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm going to read that very quickly. Let's read Jeremiah 29:11 before we close out, because that is a key tool that you should always keep on your heart when you feel like, you know, things going against you. So it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So in closing, I want to thank you all for listening, the ones that are going to come and listen to the rebroadcast of this show. I hope these tools has positioned you to stop abandoning your purpose when things get hard, to stop going everywhere else instead of running to your purpose to fix what is not meant for your purpose and to go along with what God set for your purpose. I want you to visit mendtheval.com for more resources and encouragement, and follow me on social media using my handle @mendtheval. I love you guys. Until next time, God loves you best.